You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. All right, we have a request, and everything was wonderful, and then, oh, look at this big fly in the ointment. Because, of course she's a single mom. Of course. Kathy, I'd like a video response, please. The foundational conflict. I've been offered more money in industry I'm interested in, but have to move across the country. Where I'm at, I've actually found a mostly good woman, but she can't come with. Job details. There's a graduated with a bachelor's degree in a legitimate field online. And thank you, sir, for going and getting your degree online because it was accredited. You're doing well. And I just like to see that because I guarantee you that school, I don't want to identify. That school does not have any woke BS or Marxist, anti-male, anti-capitalism, anti-freedom, anti-American hate being taught there. Already make $40 an hour at the work from home job here in a place, the best part of an otherwise communist state, for a good boss where I determine my own hours and workload. At the new job, I'd be making, so 40 is, that's 80,000 a year. New job, I'd be earning 110,000 a year salary, which is not from home, in another state, a crappy state. So you're not improving states. This is not an attractive move, and the new job would have far fewer freedoms and perks. Lastly, I have ambitions for working for a particularly glorious company on a particularly glorious project that I won't mention. That's kind of the problem we run into, very accomplished and unique individuals that just your combination of degree and life goals and where you are, that's enough to pigeonhole you. That's enough to know who you are. So we'll just kind of anonymize. But you have lofty yet reasonable and achievable dreams. And this new job would be directly in the specialization that would help me make that leap. All right. Girl details. I've known her for a year now, and through her actions, she has repeatedly shown herself to be a good person with integrity. I've been around the block. How many? You've been a year. All right. I've been around the block with women and can certify her as one of the rare, authentically good people. She also cares about what men want and keeps in very good shape. The only issue is that she's a single mother. The father is involved in the lives of the kiddos, and thus she cannot leave the area. I'm wondering if I should pass on an authentically good one with one major flaw to take this job that pays more but has less freedom perks than my current one. All right. You're in luck today, my fine good sir, because I would recommend you don't take that new job. And this has nothing to do with the woman or not. It really doesn't. What it has to do with is that you are, okay, you're going to go to a new job. It is going to increase your chances of working in that project you'd like, which I don't understand because you're going to a different part of the country. Where the hell is that? You're going to a different part of the country that isn't where I presume your specialized project you'd like to work in. And it's in the field. But dude, you have a boss that you like. I already tell people to increase your pay by 1/3 to account for a boss that you get along with, like, because I can almost guarantee you the boss you're going to go work for is one you're not going to like. And when we make our $80,000 a year times 1.3, we have, I did something wrong. Hang on. 80,000 times 1.3. That's $104,000. So you're really, when you account for the fact you have a good boss, you're only doing that for 10 grand extra. Then you throw in the fact you have to commute in a heavily trafficked area. You do not get to work from home. And this is the devil you don't know. No, I don't think it's worth the risk. I absolutely do. And I'll tell you this. Okay, so you got a good boss. I don't know. Maybe you'll have a good boss at the new place too. Still isn't worth an extra 34 grand a year to commute and have to be in an office and not have flex time. Absolutely not. And the place you're in now may be a communist state, but there's some pretty parts to it. And you could go out and do that. So I, on that grounds alone, I would not move. I would not take that job. And if you want to work on that project, you really like that project, I would start making inroads and do work remote. Somehow get in there, get the expertise and the experience you want. What I'm afraid with that project is everyone's going to want to work on it. And so it's going to be a bunch of la, 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 la. And it's not going to be as grandiose as you think. So I would make inroads however you can, working your current job, to go work on that project on your own time. This is what you're going to have to do on your free time, is if it's that important to you. But that other job, no, no. The fringe, what, and then you're just going to pay more in taxes. You're going to be bumped up at least one tax bracket. I would absolutely not take that job. Now, that then solves your, what, do I leave her?
I used to love her, but she's a single mother.
That was a horrible band. Remember when all you kids were told to like that band and you did? You went there and you got the shirt, huh? My favorite was, I remember all these kids. This is the school I went to had a fair amount of rich kids in it. And they would, you always knew there was a concert that weekend, because here would be middle school kids coming back with a what was then a $25 shirt, which is very expensive, Vanilla Ice and Milli Vanilli or whatever other fraudulent singers were back then. Oh, is Vanilla Ice's real corporate? Anyway, you could all tell, oh, is that where everyone went? Is that where the rich kids went? Did you all go to see Milli Vanilli? How cool are you? And then I would not consider Guns N' Roses in the same genre as Milli Vanilli, because Guns N' Roses are actually talented musicians. But you were told to like them, huh? And I hope you did like them. yeah, so this solves your dating problem. And, you know, I've said it before. Single moms are a lot nicer because they've had the somewhat traumatizing or certainly earth-shaking, life-changing event that made them realize they're not the center of the universe and that their child is. That's if they pay attention. Certainly plenty of single moms drop their kids off in a car while they go and party up at a nightclub. But this one seems to have repented, seems to know to stay in shape. See, you know, that one's a huge one right there. So ideally, no, but we don't live in an ideal world, whether you fall in love with this girl or not. I don't know. Hit me up later. You know, it's just, I just get mighty tired of like, oops, well, I'm just a single. Oops. It's like, no, that's a pretty big oops. Like, I'm kind of sick and tired of like, oh. Oh, we're just supposed to accept that. But you see, if we all act like a cartel and we all have children, either out of wedlock or after divorce, then they're going to have to accept us, which is essentially what's happening. Yeah, so I guess you could kick the can down the road for another year and then, I don't know, suit your feelings. Don't ask a guy on the internet if you should marry a single mom. It's, I don't know. I'd have to meet her. I mean, there's some good single moms out there. I have some as friends, but it's just like, what's the worst possible thing aside from herpes and AIDS? What's the second worst possible thing I could do? Probably have another man's kid. And wow, read the book of Numbers, analyzing the ROI and the pursuit of women. 40% of the women between the ages of 18 to 35 have another man's child. Yay. Let me take that back. 40% of single women between the ages of 18 to 35 have another man's child. Not all, because some women are married with another man's child. And that's fun yet dangerous territory. All right. Let's go to the super chats if there are any. And there are. Mexi Mike, $5. But Cappy, just imagine a nation standing tall, proud, successful, and productive, full of strong, single, independent mommies. By the way, who hurt you? yes. With strong, independent, single mommies. A nation full. It would basically be HR, teachers, social workers, some accountants, maybe some, you know, certainly some engineer. They would be, well, gosh, what is it? I think I got the numbers, don't I? Kind of be like 1 in 8 women would be working real jobs the other seven would be working jobs to take care of those women's children and their other their children as they are paid to raise other women's children. I think that would, I should do that. I should look at labor force, like what industry, where do women work? What professions do they work? And that would be what your GDP was. Gee, I can't eat social services work. Where's the food? How come the electricity isn't on? Mookie, 10 generous dollars. All bad jokes aside, when my wife passed, my adult stepdaughter lost her anchor. She decided she was in charge of my family. Wait, huh? When my wife passed, my adult stepdaughter. So this was your wife who brought a kid that wasn't yours to the family. All right, following you so far. She decided she was in charge of my family. If you don't have control of your child, discipline. What? Well, it's not your child. It's not your child. Isn't it fun having stepchildren and half children and this? I don't know if that's really my stepbrothers and steps. I was going to say anchor sisters. Just something that is like, you're my full-blooded brother. Who are you people? I went through several waves of step-siblings. Like, oh, it's your step-sibling's birthday. I don't even know his name. I don't care. You're all going to get divorced anyway. And then now I got to learn a whole new set of other step-sibling people that I don't really care about either. I don't wish them bad. I just don't. Even to this day, the latest step family, I only know one of the three step siblings' names. And then all the, what would that be, my step nephews and nieces. I only know their nicknames and one of the kids' real names because that's not my responsibility. It's your stepmother's birthday. So it is. So it is. Is it again? Well, what are you going to get her? It's not my problem. This is not my jurisdiction. This is not my job. Fred Freeman saw $2, but do you support single grandmas like Broth's GF? Who's Broth's GF? Who's Broth? Like soup? Broth? Swallow Blue, $5. But Cappy, studies show and research suggests women poway and diversity is our strength. What's poway? Power? Just ask the Afghanis. Also, isn't that country Sweden? Yes, yes, yes to all of it, Swallow. Yes. How you doing, Swallow? Hope you're doing good with your studies and kind of figure out where you want to go. Channel 1800. That's right. It is like daytime over there, isn't it? Over in New Zealand. $5 New Zealand. Cappy, a reference to Guns N' Roses song, Laughing Out Loud. Your thoughts on the innocents left in Afghanistan and just letting the beasts eliminate each other. First reference to Guns. Yes, they had it shoved down our throats. Like in the before time, we would ride the bus and all the kids, remember this was in Milwaukee, all the kids wanted to live. KQRS 92.5 classic rock. And it was horrible music, just horrible crap music. Or maybe KQRS was Minneapolis. I can't remember. It was the rock station. And we listened to just crappy 70s rock. And then we listened to 80s rock. And it was Metallica. I know Take Me Down to Paradise City is not Metallica. I'm aware of that. That's Guns N' Roses. Def Leppard. Yeah, the Scorpions. Same crap. Not. Well, you understand. No, you don't understand. There is no difference between any of these bands. Maybe I'll grant you Metallica and that they were original. Kind of like Two Life Crew, Run DMC. I'll even go throw Cypress Hill in there. Original. Now it's just overkill. Country music. What's his name? Guy with the hat, long dead. And then Johnny Black. Who's the guy? I don't even remember these people. But for every one of them, there's literally 250 pop country. It's all the same. all the same. So yes, I unfortunately know what Guns N' Roses is. And then thoughts on the innocent. I feel bad for, quote, the innocents, which I guess Team America. I feel bad for the Afghani people who are getting slaughtered or killed. I feel bad for those who wanted to escape but couldn't. I feel bad for the Afghanis in general. Sorry, we did what the Soviets did in 1979, 80? Someone get my history on that. Letting the beast eliminate. I wish they'd all relax and chill out and not kill each other. But that's not my concern. I don't care. I don't care at all. The amount of things I used to care about that were much more closer and personal to me that even I've had to give up on a personal level. If I got to give up on that, people that were near and dear to me and I had to give up on them, I have to give up on people that I don't know clear across the other. I can wish them the best. I wish, but it's out of my control. But a single person can only has so many F's to give and can only have so much care to care about. Fred Freeman Sowell. $2. Cap can't handle single moms or NBAs. Sad. Yeah, I just can't handle it, bro. Where's DJ Aftershock when we need him? Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. When I list my Croatia trip on Bial, I match with liberal. Oh, Israeli trip. That's the Israeli flag. This is a small flag. Shogun. Is this Shogun from the TFM show? No. We do not support shooting anyone here, Shogun. Yeah, Rollo, he will disagree with me, no doubt. And maybe these are great songs, but when you have it shoved down your throat and all you have to hear it all the time, I don't care. It's like that Jump, Jive, and Whale song. Like, oh, do you like Jump, Jive, and Whale? Like, no, I actually hate that song with a passion because it's overkill. Agency, purpose in life without wife and kids. Yes, production, accomplishments. What else? Production, accomplishments, creativity, whether it's a business or art. Not against you being an artist. YouTube channel, like these historians we were talking about before. Other people, if you could find them. Good sex, if you could find thin women. I don't know. And I think Coach Greg Adams probably said it best. Peace, calm, and serenity. I think that's just to have peace and calm and serenity. I think that's about the only thing most men can achieve. Where you're no longer worked up about. And I'm not only am I working at it, I'm making huge strides. And now I even told Doc today, and one of these days I'll tell you a dirty little secret about Cappy. But I don't know if I'll tell you guys that yet. It's nothing bad, by the way. It's nothing bad. Channel 1800 Dumb, $2. Bless you. And favorite music groups, jazz. Jazz is the best. I do not like opera. Or symphonic or the classics. I know it was a lot of talent that went into it. Just don't like it. Jazz, I like. Just as much work went into it. It's as varied. Everything from, say, Miles Davis in the late 60s, going back to Duke Ellington in the 20s, even in the 30s. Certainly different. But there's actually... And then you can like have less... Just a happy, stupid, fun band like Les Brown in the Band of Renown. That's a fun band. To even modern day or lesser, like Big Bad Voodoo Daddies, rockabilly. Although that's where I draw the line. Like some of the rockabilly gets a little bit too twangy and just becomes rock. I remember when rockabilly chicks were hot and not overweight. I remember, that's how old I am. Ben Frank, OG. $5. Thoughts on Biden doubling rates of illegal immigrants southern border crime? I don't care. I don't control it. I don't control it. Good for him. My next step, the actions I am taking, is to make sure that I am not here at an old age where I'm dependent upon a society that is programmed and trained and brainwashed to hate me or not work or not respect laws or not participate in American culture. So when we're like this nice little socialist non-melting pot and everyone's values their genetics, which they don't control more than their accomplishments and achievements, I don't want to be around for that. Don't want to be around for that. And in fairness to the illegal immigrants, at least they'll work and not go on stimmy checks. I'll at least give them that much. At least someone will work. Yes, yes, I know they'll go on welfare and assisted living and all that other stuff, but at least they give a little bit back. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, AsselConsulting.com. I'll see you guys later, Toodles. Oh, hang on. I just want to hang around at the moment. Just going through. We're going to go through. Hey, the rational male. Here we go. See, here's all I do. Scorpions and Guns and Roses are the same. Tune in. Turn in your Gen X card.
Glory nights. The winds of change. Winds of change.
Yeah. Same. It fall. The reason is the same category in is music that sucked and wasn't that great. That's it. Scorpions, no, not that good. Also, I had Scorpion shoved down my throat. Delta Grass Moons, and a bit of boo, boo da boo da boo. Just making sure we're getting all the psychopaths out. Johnny Cash, thank you, Brother John. Thank you. Yes, it was Johnny Cash. Why was I thinking Johnny Black? Gosh, Rolo's take. Oh my goodness, we just. How's the cover coming along, Rolo? Is that coming along? I will pay you, of course. We answered that. Boom. That's it. See you guys later. Toodles.